Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Glass, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. We've been sharing these last several broadcasts about events in the life of the good King Jehoshaphat, who was king of Judah. And we were talking about one of his weaknesses, and that was the weakness of compromise, the weakness, for whatever reasons, of aligning himself with the wicked. And there is, when we do that, no matter how pure our heart might be, how perfect our heart might be in terms of serving the Lord, in terms of doing what was right, he was right. He did much in the way of reform. He brought down the high places. He had the word of the Lord sent with his princes and with the Levites throughout all of Judah, teaching the people the word of the Lord, the way of the Lord. He was demonstrated by all that he did that he loved God and he was serving God. And yet he allowed a weakness of his flesh to rob him of God's favor, and he opened himself and his house to great sorrow. For example, when the prophet Jehu came to him, he said, "Should you love those whom the Lord hates?" He said, "Therefore, wrath from the Lord has gone out upon you." And as a result of his example, his son married into the house of Ahab. He married a daughter, and he turned completely from the Lord. So, beloved, today it's important that we know for ourselves. There's, you know, it's just in the nature of man. There's a herd instinct. There's a mob violence that sometimes occurs when people get together. We're very influenced by one another. Teens, when they get in those years, they're very influenced by peer pressure. And to some extent, while it mitigates, it's true very much of our lives. We don't like to be separate. We don't like to be standing out. We want to be belong and part of the crowd and fit in and not be different in any way. It's just a part of wanting to be accepted. And for whatever reasons, the scriptures aren't specific, that Jehoshaphat aligned himself with the wicked. And that's the whole thrust of why I'm sharing this message with you on the broadcast, is that we can learn from the example of Jehoshaphat. Because the devil will come to you and he'll try to get you to compromise. He'll get, speak to preachers to just compromise just once, just a little bit. You do that and you open a door. You can be like Jehoshaphat and say, "Well, my horses are like your horses. My people are like your people. I am as you are," which is what he said to Ahab. And nothing could be further from the truth. He was not like Ahab was. Or you can be that one dissident voice, if you will, that sees sin as sin and sees darkness as darkness, that sees injustice as injustice, and that sees unrighteousness as unrighteousness. You're not going to call black white or white black. You're not going to flow with what everybody's wanting you to say. You're either going to make a stand for the Lord, or you'll flow with the majority, with the whole group. And there are multitudes of churches today and ministries and people that are all can be together and still, if you will, prophesying together. They're saying the same thing. And beloved, there's a danger of imbalance. Yes, I know what God is doing in these last several years. He's bringing the body of Christ together. Thank God that was Jesus' prayer in the 17th chapter of John, that we would be as one. And yet there's a danger in that networking that we don't lose sight that we're serving God. There's a danger that we just, in an effort to be agreeable, we say yes without seeking God. You see, that's what Jehoshaphat did. He didn't seek God when Ahab asked him that. He just said he agreed to it. And beloved, there's always a danger in doing that. That's one of the things that was beautiful in the sight of the Lord was the life of David. He always consulted with the Lord, except one occasion. Remember when he didn't go to war? And he basically committed adultery, became a murderer. He killed Uriah, the son of the husband of Bathsheba, because he desired her. He lusted after her, slept with her. She became pregnant by him, and they lost that child. And as a result, he was unfaithful to the Lord. And the word of the Lord came to him through Nathan the prophet, and he said, it was tragic and it's heartrending what the Lord's heart. He said, you know, if I haven't given you enough, why didn't you just ask me? I would have given you more. In other words, but David sought what he desired in his own way. So you see, the word of God is so precious because it gives us examples from the lives of former servants of God of how we can learn from their mistakes. You know, once years ago, Brother Glass, it got me this little plaque, and I had it in my work cabinet. It was learn from the mistakes of others. You'll never live long enough to make them all yourself. And I've just, you know, that's always stayed with me. So it's good that we learn from the mistakes of others. And speaking of the church world, so there are those who have a tendency to go, you know, they're either on one side of the road or the other. There's an imbalance, or there are those who are just really against that. They're not spirit filled. They don't have the mind of the Spirit, and they're against the supernatural. They're against revival. They speak evil of what God is doing. They say there's no healing, or you need to really question that. There's no miracles. There's no prophets. There's no apostles. There's no such thing as the gift of prophecy. You know, all these things died with the early church. And the word does say that when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away with. And when Jesus comes in all of his power, when he comes in all of his glory, then that which is imperfect shall be done away with. Paul made that statement in 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, 9 and 10. But when he made that statement, Jesus had already gone to heaven. Paul said that after Jesus had ascended. He was talking about the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. He was talking about the second advent of the Lord, and he wasn't talking about Jesus coming the first time. He'd already been here and gone home. Paul met him on the road to Damascus one day, and when he met him, he was knocked right off of his high horse, and he heard the word of the Lord say to him, "Why are you persecuting me, Saul?" This same one who had held the clothes of Stephen as they murdered him, suddenly he met the Master face to face. And beloved, when you meet Jesus face to face, it changes you, it transforms you. Colossians tells us that we've been translated or removed out of the kingdom of darkness and translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son. But Jehoshaphat made a deadly error. He said, "I am as you are," to the wicked King Ahab. God help Jehoshaphat. God help the church world. God help the pastor and the evangelists, the teachers, and the people. If we align ourselves with the wicked, if we say that we're just like you, that we can witness to people of other faiths, but we can't just say, well, you know, let's not doctrine divide us. We're all serving the same God. No, we're not. Unless you are serving God the Father. There's no way, Jesus said, you can come to the Father except through him. He's the door to the sheepfold. I know the natural man hates this, but there is no other way but Jesus. There's no other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved but the name of Jesus. So, you know, what the devil wants us to do is just compromise or water down the word of God or preach it like half of them want to preach it today. You know, don't disturb anybody. Just preach good, good, good. Well, that's what all those false prophets were doing. They were saying good and victory and success to Ahab. Many go to churches and they don't preach about sin anymore. Many radio broadcasts, you know, very little do you hear about sin. You know, they're discussing end time prophecy, and that's wonderful. Praise God. But you know, what's going to happen in the Middle East, in Israel, is going to happen regardless of whether we believe it or not, because God's word is going to be fulfilled. It's wonderful to hear and to learn about history and to know about biblical prophecy, the divine timetable and program of God. It's wonderful. There's nothing wrong with it. But beloved, if you can hear me, not be offended, but it's possible sometimes we come to a place where we're like soothsayers and not ministers. People come to those who are in ministry and they say, well, tell me, what's going to happen tomorrow? It's just the natural man wanting to know the future. And that's why God prohibited, you know, the seeking out of fortune tellers and mediums, because God will let us know on a need-to-know basis. God said in his word, the day will come when you go out and you'll pipe unto your astrologers and your prognosticators, and he'll say, let them save you. That's Isaiah 7th chapter, verse 13. But if you'll turn to me, I will reveal my holy arm in your behalf. So, going back to this situation with Micaiah and King Ahab and Jehoshaphat, the prophet told Ahab like it was, and Ahab was just, you know, he said, I told you he wouldn't prophesy good concerning me, but evil. And in verse 19, Micaiah said, therefore hear the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne. Beloved, when you get your eyes on the throne, on the Lord Jesus Christ, you cannot compromise for obeying God. You can't back down for moving on. You can't walk in darkness for walking in the light. You can't step back for stepping forward. You can't give up for going on, and you can't lay down for getting up, because the Lord Jesus Christ abides in you, and you've seen the King. Hallelujah. And the 6th chapter of Isaiah says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Beloved, I want to tell you, there are some people today who are seeing their Uzziahs died, some people who are seeing those habits die, who are seeing those failures die, who are seeing those fears die, and they're looking and seeing the Lord, and he's high and lifted up, and his presence fills their lives, their physical temples, and they're praising the Lord. Praise God. Well, my time is just about gone. The announcer is going to give you our mailing address. I invite you to write, share your prayer requests, and I'll send back what the Lord gives. God bless you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.